Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m. Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Let's go over the scripture that we went over last week. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to go over those scriptures and then I'm going to share with you what God gave me this week. Because some of y'all have been harassed too much, too long, by care and anxiety. Got you all frustrated because you don't know what to do. Well, it's not your job to figure out everything. Amen? You do have a God, you know, that you worship and that you serve and that loves you. I mean, he's not some hateful dictator. He's full of love and compassion. He has compassion for you. Tell yourself, say, the Lord has compassion for me today. All right, you know, anytime you see Jesus, when the scriptures say that Jesus moved with compassion, that means somebody got blessed. Right? some power of the devil got destroyed in the process. Whenever Jesus moved with compassion, people's needs was met. And we talked about, because the Lord had me, I guess we got it in prayer one Saturday, that I need to start talking about signs, wonders, and miracles, because that's what God wants to do in our lives. See, miracles are not hard for God to do. It's just that we had to be positioned for them. God's doing a miracle somewhere on the earth right now. How many of y'all agree with that? That somebody today going to get a miracle from God, right? Don't y'all believe that? I believe somebody going to be healed today, amen? The devil going to get cast out of somebody today. Some scheme the devil's been doing, they've been trying to break somebody down, bust somebody up, I'm going to tell you, his power is going to be annihilated today. God's working a miracle somewhere on this earth right now today. Right at this very moment, he's working a miracle for somebody. I say, why not let it be you? Since he's doing it anyhow, it ain't hard for him. The scripture says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Do you have a problem too hard for him? I want to see your problem if it's too big for God. Oh, it must be something. Your problem is not too big for God, and God has given us one of the keys, because I never related. In 25 years, I've been saved over 25 years. I have never connected miracles with casting your cares until the Holy Ghost told me 3 weeks ago. He said, I'm going to tell you how to position yourself for miracles. He said, I will work miracles if people will give me their cares. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5 says that he will bestow blessing. He will impart blessing and favor. Amen. When the blessing of the Lord come on you, I'm going to tell you, that's the ability to prosper. The blessing is what gives you the ability to prosper. Amen. It's the blessing that make it rich. That means that abundance comes when the blessing comes. There's no shortage, no lack. Hallelujah. And there's so many other blessings. There's so many other gifts and things God wants you to have that's tied up in the word blessing. Oh, I'm going to tell you, it's everything you need. God is not, he's not afraid of what your problem is. It's not too hard for him. Amen. But we got to learn to cast our cares on him. How many of y'all had some cares this week? All right, now, if your hand ain't up, you telling a lie. Because the devil, he going to make sure he bring them around. Now, I'm not saying that you walked under the care. Amen. If you follow the word, you cast that care, cut the string off. Right? Like yo-yo, throw it out there, cut the string off. Y'all like me to say that, don't you? Throw the string out there, cut the string off. Throw the yo-yo, cut that string off. Cut it off. Cut it off before it come back. Say, I ain't got it. Amen. And you know, the thing about a yo-yo, for it to work right, you got to tie the string around your finger. Right? You got to tie it there. Or it'll go. Amen. I'm going to tell you, loosen that thing up. If you can't cut it off, just loosen it up and let it go. Fly off on its own. We got to tie a yo-yo, put a knot in it. Man, put the slip in here. That's the way the devil wants to do, want to tie those cares upon you. He'll tie it up, say, wait a minute, tie that thing up. Let me put that thing on you. Tie it up on there. Make it tight so it won't come off. No, you just got to loose. Sometimes you got to pick at that knot. Sometimes you got to pick at it. You working on it, right? Oh, I'm going to get the, oh, that thing done got too tight. It started to cut off my circulation. That's exactly what cares will do. They will cut your circulation off. Have your way, you can't breathe, can't sleep, can't hold nothing on your stomach, all that kind of old crazy stuff. Right? I'm going to tell you, if the knot get to you, you got to pick at that thing. Get you a knife. Get you. Sometimes you got to cut it off. I'm going to tell you, whatever it takes for you to get loose from the care, that's what you need to do. Because the care was not designed to bless you. It was designed to hurt you. It was designed to suffocate you. It was designed to choke the life out of you. We looked at that scripture last week, right? In the parable of the sower, where Jesus said, those seed that fell among thorns are those that hear the word and the cares of this life. And the deceitfulness of riches. People start running after money. You know, the big dream that come before their eyes. You know, that take them out of the will of God. I ain't talking about good dreams that put you right smack in the will of God. I'm talking about things that take you out of God's presence. Take you away from God. Amen. Riches and stuff that lead you away from God ain't a blessing. It's a curse from the devil. You got to recognize blessings and curses. Everything look good ain't a blessing. Some of that stuff got cursed all on the inside of it. But if you don't have any spiritual discernment, I'm going to tell you, you'll take it and swallow that thing and think that it's God, and it wasn't. It'll poison your life for years. The Lord said, some of them ain't got it right. They ain't got it yet. They still holding the care. It's tied up on me. Say, but we've been picking at it for a couple of weeks, and now I'm going to pick at it again. That thing going to come off of you. That yoke had to be destroyed. You say, well, Pastor, I gave up 99% of my care, but I got one thing left that I'm still worried about. You got one too many. You're supposed to be carefree. Hallelujah. But you got to first be convinced by the word that that's the will of God for you. Some people worry about all kinds of stuff. Just worry. You know, how many of you ever said this here? Well, the only thing I'm worried about. Oh, really? You done identified the one thing got you worried. The only thing I'm worried about. You know, they're talking about some situation. Well, you know, I think everything else going to work all right. The only thing we got to worry about. Oh, is that right? We've been trained in it good. We just take possession of the care. We take hold of the word. We tie it around, not just a little finger right there, but we tie up on the whole hand. Some of us dragging it. Got the care. Some of y'all done put the care in a backpack. You just strap that thing on, tighten everything up. I'm under such a heavy load. I'm trying to make it. I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. I ain't never found no scripture where we supposed to climb the mountain. Show me a scripture where I'm supposed to climb it. See, we take that and we think that's a badge of honor. Baby, I'm going up the rough side. Well, find the smooth side. If you got a choice in the matter, choose the smooth side. I ain't looking for the rough side. Jesus went up the rough side. Glory. He went up the rough side of the mountain so I can go up the smooth side. In fact, he told me all I had to do was speak to the mountain. All I had to do was cry grace to the mountain. It'll move. I'm not supposed to be out there seeing how high the mountain is. You know, this is a high mountain here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, baby. All I want, I ain't asking the Lord for a lot. All I want is just a little bit. Just, Lord, just give me a little bit more grace to climb this mountain. The Lord, look at you tomorrow. I told you to speak to the mountain. I didn't tell you to climb it. Lord, I got such a heavy burden. Oh, Jesus. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Huh? If my yoke is easy, my what? My burden is light. If you got a heavy burden, then you ain't yoked up with Jesus. You done got yoked up with something else. He said his burden is light. Right? Well, you said, but Pastor, I'm carrying this heavy burden. Well, get out of the burden. God, it ain't yours if it's heavy. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Heavy laden, what that mean? That means you loaded down. That's what heavy laden. Heavy laden means heavy loaded. That means you got a heavy load. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, that you working, you sweating. You trying to do it, amen? You got the heavy load on you. He said, and I'll give you what? I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is what? Light. Glory to God. You know, you can go a long way with a light burden. If it's light, it don't even take much effort. Right? If I got a light burden, then I ain't going to get tired as quick. God can burden your heart. I ain't saying that he can't burden your spirit over a person, over a situation, but that burden should never lead you to a place of anxiety and fear. Yeah, God lay things on my heart. I get burdened about things.